Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
ESPN's Sean McDonough is presented by Ketch's Law Group. Even if you're not a hockey fan, when it comes to personal injury, you pay nothing unless Ketch's wins. Ketch's wishes our hockey team great success. Get a free evaluation and learn more at ketcheslaw.com. And the great Sean McDonough joins us on the Harbor One Hotline this morning, as he does on Wednesdays. Hey, Sean.
What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Fantastic. Not as good as the Bruins. We've discussed it ad nauseum on this radio program, but I think you get to see again last night what a luxury it is to have two great goaltenders and to be able to interchange these guys back-to-back nights and get great performances from them.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. And, you know, it's almost silly, it seems, to be wondering, you know, is Ullmark even the best goalie on the team? He's been so far and away, the best goalie in the league. You know, he's going to run away with the Vezina Trophy. So it is a great luxury that really no other team in the league has. And I think it's going to serve them well come playoff time because, you know, it's hard playing every other day to run the same guy out there day after day after day. And the Bruins don't have to do that because they have two guys who are tremendous.
Sean, when you look at it, well, first off, luckily you're not doing basketball, the Celtics, because then you'd be a whole nother issues there calling any Celtics games. But when you look at the goalie situation, it's interesting you say that, right? And I understand your point through the rest of the season. But when they get to the playoffs, doesn't it have to become one guy? And how does Jim Montgomery make that decision on who that one guy is, at least to start with?
Well, I don't think it has to be one guy when you have two who are really good. I mean, there are a number of teams around the league right now. I mean, you look at Florida, who's made a big move to get into playoff position. But, you know, they're really riding Sergei Bobrovsky. And, you know, once they get to the playoffs, I think that might be a problem. He could get worn out, although he seems to play better the more he plays. But, you know, I remember we had this conversation, Wiggy, with Bruce Cassidy last year when we did the playoff series in the first round against Carolina. And, you know, Ullmark and Swayman were really good last year. Neither one of them was as good as they've been this year. And, you know, we asked him that very question. Do you have to ride with one guy? And he said, well, you know, a lot of times, most times teams do, but you don't have to. So I wouldn't do it. I think one of the reasons why they both played so well is they're both fresh, right? I mean, they both get the opportunity to not have to be out there all the time. So I wouldn't mess with what's working. You know, they're both playing great. I wouldn't have any lack of confidence in putting Swayman in there fairly regularly. I think Ullmark will see more of the action, but yeah, I think Swayman should get in there pretty regularly too.
Sean, it is interesting when you look at last season compared to this season, when you look at Ullmark and Swayman, because they seem to really lift each other up. It doesn't seem like either of them are looking behind their back if they're having a bad night to say, oh God, you know, he's going to take my job. How important is that going into the playoffs, that these guys seem to be as thick as thieves and they lift right each other up instead of make each other nervous?
Yeah, I think that's legitimate, too. I mean, you see the celebration they do after every game. You know, from everything that we're told, they really are very close and do cheer for each other. And I think they realize, you know, on this team, there's plenty of room for both of them to play a lot. And it probably helps them be at their best individually, as I just said, when they don't have to be out there every night. So I do think that's a part of it. They're very much a tandem. They very much like each other, pull for each other, and appreciate each other.
Sean, you look at what happened to the Lightning a few years ago, and I wonder if, in your mind, because Wiggy talks all the time, and he references Brad Marchand and others who are talking about how essentially saying that the regular season record doesn't matter to them. They're not thinking about it. Do you think that there, can you make an argument that you should be thinking about that and you should want to go out and get that so that you're, you know, you're not essentially kind of mailing it in prior to the start of the playoffs?
You know, I think now that they're this close, they should go for it, right? I know they've said they really don't care about it, but you know, I think with the phenomenal success they've had to this point, you know, they can do that and still rest guys. I mean, if they really don't even have to continue at the pace they've been on. They do, but, you know, it, because they're so close now, I think they have 12 games left, right, and they need 9 wins. So that's just about the pace they've been on. They could play a little under that pace and still get it. So, you know, I think they will. We talked about it last week. You know, Jim Montgomery's more interested in resting guys from practice rather than the game. So, yeah, I think you're this close. Why not go for it? You know, although, as you said, the history of the two teams that got the win total isn't very good. But I don't think the Bruins are going to have to wear themselves out to do it. I don't think it's such a huge focus that, oh, my God, you know, we put everything we had into getting 63 wins. That's not going to be the case. So go set the record and go win the Stanley Cup, too.
Montgomery talked about how the team seems more disciplined than they did maybe in the beginning of the season or even in the middle. Do you see that out of them?
You know, I think a little bit. You know, I think they've been pretty disciplined most of the year. You know, I think that's one of the things to me, Courtney, that's been most impressive is just the consistency. I mean, they've had a couple of very brief little wobbles. I mean, we talked about it last week when they had lost to Detroit and Chicago. And, you know, since we talked last week, they've won 4 in a row. They've given up 3 goals in those 4 games. You know, right before the All-Star break, it looked like they were stumbling a little bit. And then they went up to Toronto and really handled a very good Maple Leafs team to head into the All-Star break with a little bit of a sigh of relief if there was any concern. So I think one of the things that's been a hallmark of this team is their remarkable consistency, and I do think that extends to discipline as well. You know, and the times when they've taken some penalties, as we all know, you know, they have the best forechecking unit in the NHL. Yeah, I'd be a little bit concerned with Forbert being out until the playoffs because I think he's the biggest part of that penalty killing. But even that hasn't really dropped off very much in the games that he's missed.
Sean, I know you said you talked to Cassidy last year about the goalie situation. So for Jim Montgomery, you know, how difficult is that to do? Because most teams don't do it, and we always hear about how important it is to have a hot goalie. How?
If I'm understanding this now, Wiggy, now that we're back here twice, you want Allmark in there every night.
For the playoffs.
Wiggy has a big issue. He read somewhere some stat that very few teams that win the cup have utilized 2 goaltenders,
yes,
which is not an accurate stat.
No, it's very accurate.
No, you had a team last year that did it. So but anyway, that's why he's focused on this and re-asking the question.
My focus is, Sean, is that I think you have to make a decision and you got to ride one guy and hope that guy gets hot.
My question to that would be why?
Why? Because how can a guy get hot? So if a guy
they're
does
both hot.
Well, if a guy plays good,
they're both hot, and they and neither one of them is playing every other day. I mean, in the playoffs, you're playing every other day.
Right,
I announced those games last spring for a month and a half, and I was exhausted, and all I was doing was standing in a booth and talking. I can only imagine what it's like to be out there playing in that intensity. You know, I remember we were doing the playoffs last year. We were doing the Eastern Conference Final. It was the New York Rangers and Tampa. And in the hotel, the Rangers were in our hotel, and I was in the elevator with a couple of their players who were, you know, all bandaged up and ice bagged up, and they were about to go play their 20th game in 40 days. And I said to them, like, I can only imagine how beat up and exhausted you guys are because I'm tired just talking about these games. So the playoffs are a real grind. I think the reason why, you know, most teams ride one goalie is most teams don't have 2 goalies who are both outstanding and essentially the same. So, you know, this formula is working, and I wouldn't mess with it. You know, I would lean more toward Allmark, but Swayman, assuming they go for a while, I think will be in there regularly too, and in my opinion, he should be.
If I remember correctly, I think you actually demanded a backup announcer for one of those games. And you were hot.
You know, going, it's funny, when I got the job, some friends of mine who had worked on the NBC hockey, you know, they had the Stanley Cup final for all those years, probably 16, 17 years. Some friends of mine said, by the time you get to the Stanley Cup final, you're just going to want it to be over. It's such a grind. Like, no way. It's the Stanley Cup final. There's no chance that's going to be true. And I remember game five of the Stanley Cup final in Denver. Colorado's ahead 3-1. They have a chance to clinch it on home ice that night. I walked through our truck and went back through the tape area, and several of the technicians on our crew said to me, "This is going to end tonight, right, Sean?" And I'm like, "You don't want game six of the Stanley Cup?" "No, we want to go home." So it really is a grind. And I mean, from mid-May till, I think I mentioned this the other day, June 20, whatever it was, 6th when the Cup final ended, I slept in my own bed one night. I mean, it's a grind. So I don't know how the players do it. I always had appreciation for what they go through in the playoffs, but even more so after witnessing it firsthand like that for 2 months last year.
Sean, you are obviously renowned around these parts for baseball, called World Series games. Obviously, your work with Nesson and here this season with the Sox. Were you?
Is that true? I need to ask Greg. Do I still have my deal, or is it?
Well, I think it depends. Honestly, it depends on how this segment goes.
I felt a little extra pressure starting out for just that reason.
Well, you're going to have to do one inning on, one inning off with Fleming, just to make sure your voice is okay for the Stanley Cup run. But what did you make of the World Baseball?
Has Will been under the weather?
I don't know.
I have not been. I must admit, I do not pay a tremendous amount of attention to the spring training, compelling Grapefruit League action.
Well, Greg does. He keeps score at home. But the World Baseball Classic, what were your thoughts on it, and do you think it's going to be sticking around for a while?
Well, I didn't watch much of it, but I must confess I did watch the end of it last night. I thought it was pretty amazing to have it end with Ohtani pitching to Trout. And boy, was Trout overmatched. I mean, after that first swing, you're like, he's not going to hit that. I thought it was exciting. The places were packed. The players seemed to really enjoy it. I mean, the one negative, obviously, is fear of injury, and you had a pretty significant one with Altuve getting hurt, and he's going to be out for a while. But, I don't know if it's an every-year kind of thing, but I think with the regularity with which they do it now, it seems fine to me. I don't have a big opinion about it one way or the other. If it wasn't happening, I wouldn't miss it either. People seem to like it. I mean, the crowds were really into it.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about the other day, maybe it could happen at a different time. Like, I mean, I don't know, Curtis, you suggested it replace the All-Star game, did you not?
Well, every 4 years you have this period for the prelims, like you have the teams that qualify for the Olympics and, the Dream Team and that stuff, and then you have the Final Four during the All-Star break so that you get this, the stage to yourself. There's no March Madness, there's no NBA, NHL, there's no NFL free agency. You would have the opportunity to do it and, have it be a destination. It'd be kind of interesting.
Wow. That is a really good idea.
Well,
in my opinion, I mean, just thinking about it right spontaneously as you bring it up, that seems like a really good idea. Way too creative to ever happen, but I think that's an excellent idea.
Don't encourage him. That guy's head is big enough, please.
Next commissioner of Major League Baseball, Chris Curtis. That's what I'm calling him.
I'd have to take a pay cut, but I'd be willing to do it.
Yeah, we all know that. The Odyssey family. I mean, most people think Theo is going to be the next commissioner, but I think your candidacy just took a big step forward with that idea.
My resume is getting Jerry coffee and telling Sean a good idea. That's it.
I like it. All right, Sean, great to speak with you, as always, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, I'm going to go talk to Linus Ullmark and just tell him Wiggy's concerned.
I want one of them to play.
If you
same college football, you don't need to rotate two quarterbacks in there.
Maybe you could tell one of them. If you could tell one of them to get cold, like if you could just go to maybe Swayman and say, "Hey, listen, if you could get cold, so there's no Wiggy doesn't want to bully
like
controversy."
Well, now that Forbert's out, they don't have to worry about rotating the defenseman. But you could probably say that too. Hey, could one of you guys suck for a few games and then make it an easier decision about who to sit out?
Well, let's take out the Huck guy.
They tried to do that last night. They gave the puck up a lot last night. All right, Sean.
Yeah, they did, but. Yeah. Wiggy's guy was outstanding. 40 saves.
All right, Sean McDonough. Here's Courtney here's Courtney and what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Speaking of the Bruins, they did take down the Senators 2-1 yesterday. The goals came from David Krejci and an unreal pass from Marchand to DeBrusk to get the one that would give them the win. Linus Ullmark was in goal. He had 40 saves on the night. Sean's so nice.
He's a good guy.
Really nice guy.
He's very good at what he does.
Yes. Yep.
Very good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
The best.
And I will say this. I don't know. Did you watch any of the Big East hockey with Tom Caron? Tom Caron should be the Bruins announcer. No disrespect to Jack, but I would much prefer Tom Caron over Jack.
Wow.
What's his face doing the play? Billy Jaffe was doing play by play, right? Was that you're talking about?
He's doing color with Tom Caron doing the play.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah. Color.
Yes. And Tom Caron. No disrespect to Jack. But I just would prefer Tom Caron. That's my humble opinion.
TC, very talented.
Yes.
The Celtics also with a win over the Kings, 132-109. Jason Tatum at 36 points, while Jaylen Brown had 27. Derek White had a double-double in this win at 20 points and 11 assists. We heard from Devin McCourty, Robert Kraft, and Bill Belichick in McCourty's retirement press conference. Here's a little bit about what Bill had to say about Devin's retirement.
The leadership and the person that Devin is just, you know, actually are more impressive than the player he was. And, you know, certainly he's a Hall of Fame, Patriot Hall of Fame player. What a career he had. But off the field, you know, he gave us so much leadership, not just vocal. I mean, there was plenty of that, too, but just always doing the right thing.
The Sox fell to the Orioles 6-2 yesterday. Chris Sale gave up 9 hits. He struck out 2 over his 5 innings pitch. He called it a good, terrible start in a way. Red Sox spring training continues today at 6:05. Sox and Twins. You can listen to that on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network with Brad Foe and Will Fleming on the call right here on WEEI 93.7 and on the Odyssey app throughout most of New England. Countdown to opening day at Fenway, just 8 days away. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It is 43 degrees in Boston, an afternoon high of 51. And here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. Oh, we head to the City of Champions, the home of Eamon Convay, the newly engaged Eamon Convay, a man who held Twitch on his shoulders like Greg Hill holds this radio station on his back. Brockton, the winner of the one of 100 best communities for young people, not once, not twice, not 3 times, 4 times.
Really?
By America's Promise Alliance, the birthplace of the former White House Chief of Staff for President George W. Bush, Andrew Card. The birthplace of Al Davis, just win, baby. And the hometown of the most thoughtful Twitch commenter, E. from Brockton. Right now in Brockton, it's 39 degrees with a very good chance of a lovely day in America's most underrated town, Brockton, Massachusetts.
Embrace Brockton.
Embrace Brockton.
How do you bring up that it's the City of Champions and then you're talking who was born there and you don't mention any of the champions that were born there?
Marvin Hagler.
What about the great Rocky Marciano?
Yeah, Marciano, right?
Okay. Well, you know,
they named a baseball stadium.
It's a weather update, not a weather book report.
Thank you, Curtis. That's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Bill Belichick yesterday, Devin McCourty's retirement press conference. Speaking of the draft, and you know, mock drafts are called mock drafts because they're just mock drafts. But Shime, your lead this morning with the Daniel
Smarnin.
The Daniel Jeremiah scenario.
Yeah,
it's going to lead to extreme anger on the part of many of us here if they are drafting a running back.
Yeah, I relish in it because I enjoy chaos. But Daniel Jeremiah is not like me putting a mock draft on WEI.com looking for clicks. Daniel Jeremiah does it because he's actually like in tune with a lot of the scouts and organizations across the league.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% positive. He
Jeremiah was a bullfrog rejoint.
You got it. I would love to. He is.
Believe you can name the artist.
I believe that was T-Pain.
Go ahead. What?
He's tied into a lot of scouts. He hears whispers, and this is either something he has heard is a possibility, or he is connecting dots that we simply do not have the information to connect dots about. So this isn't just for, you know, bleeps and giggles. Like, this is because he sees something that others don't.
How can you, if you're Bill or Robert or the two of them or working in opposition to each other, how can you go into this season at the wide receiver position and stand pat where you are right now?
Unless your plan is to just be like, okay, we're going to be a run-first football team. We're the new Tennessee Titans. Let's get offensive linemen in here. We just got a bunch of them. We just rotate them through if we need to, if they're getting tired or whatever. And we're just going to run the ball down everybody's throat because our passing game isn't good enough, or we can't get the receiver we want, or whatever it may be.
And how'd that work out for Tennessee?
I know. What have they won?
That don't work.
I mean, they got deep in the playoffs a couple times.
Are they maybe in on Hopkins or something?
There's reports out there. I don't know how likely that is. I told you with the relationship between Billy O'Brien and DeAndre Hopkins, and you know, maybe just some of the things that allegedly Billy O'Brien said about DeAndre Hopkins. Who knows if they can really kind of, like, what do they say, you know, mend that fence? Is that the term they use?
There's more smoke to the Jerry Jeudy fire than there is to the DeAndre Hopkins one.
And by the way, there is zero shot that they're trading for Jerry Jeudy. Everybody that says that, oh, they were roommates in college, Mac and Jerry Jeudy. Who was Mac's favorite target last year?
Jacoby Myers.
And they signed a guy for basically the identical contract who's a similar player that wasn't Jacoby Myers. Correct. Bill Belichick has zero desire to make anything more comfortable for Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
100%.
Yeah.
I got to give him credit. He was able to somehow tie the Patriots drafting a running back into Lamar Jackson being here as a quarterback.
Well, run first offense.
I thought
sense.
You were going to say Jaylen Brown. Right. But
if you're going run first offense that way, that's a different conversation. Like, if you're saying, okay, not only are we going to have great running backs, but our quarterback is going to have the ability to run the football, very similar to what we kind of saw with the Philadelphia Eagles. If you're willing to go that way first and your quarterback has that capability, Philly don't win the Super Bowl if their quarterback can't do it, Jalen Hurts. If you have a, you know, traditional quarterback who's not, you know, a runner like Jalen Hurts is, you can't win a Super Bowl like that.
I will say, to be fair to Wiggy, who's been consistent on this, Lamar Jackson is the only remaining piece that changes the outlook of this organization for the next 3 to 5 years. Nothing else they do will complement what they have already done in the way that Lamar Jackson would. So I don't know. I'm really hopeful. I mean, it would really explain the lack of spending. Mm-hmm. Gives you $40 million, whatever it is. That'll change everything. And it will change the manner which people view the team and the trajectory of the organization. And I have to use another Wiggy term, fraudulent. Tom Curran put up a poll yesterday. Do the Patriots want Mac or Lamar Jackson? It was like 57% Mac. If they sign Lamar Jackson, every single person within the sound of my voice will never mention Mac Jones's name again.
Hell no. And I guarantee if they sign Lamar Jackson and then Tommy Curran puts up a poll, are you happy that the Patriots went after Lamar
Jackson?
90% of them would be like, hell yeah. So it's the poll thing. We've been there. We did it with Antonio Brown. We did it before. But just realistically, and I know Devin said this, which that shouldn't that tell you all you need to know about Mac Jones? If he's telling you you can't win a Super Bowl with Lamar Jackson, what's he saying about Mac Jones?
Also, Curtis, as long as you're giving Wiggy credit, Cam Newton looked pretty good yesterday throwing the football.
A little high on a few.
One of those throws, the Pentagon thought it was another Chinese spy balloon.
The poor guy.
It was one bad throw.
That everyone caught on camera.
Yeah, but the report.
I'm pretty sure there's one still going to the moon.
Yeah. But
they scrambled the F-16s on one of those things.
But the reports.
Greg, you should have seen ESPN last night. They did a side by side, and the whole crew said your first pitch was more accurate.
See, this is where the fraudulent nature comes out. But the reports were he had a good day throwing the football.
Oh, they weren't.
Yes, they were. It was the one bad throw that ultimately it was a little high on like a bootleg or something.
Ethan, you got to look this up. I know we didn't tell you. In advance, there's tweets everywhere. The video of Cam Newton's throw would be great for Twitch. Sorry,
it was a little high that one throw, but the reports were he had a good day throwing the football.
Yep,
you think he ends up being somebody's backup?
I think that he should be, or he should at least be in camp. He might not be competing with a starting quarterback that you're going, okay, this is the guy, but I think if you have a guy. Like, say...
This pass is so bad.
Yeah, it is a high
keep
one.
Watching.
But he could be a backup on a team. Like, if you're Baltimore...
No pass rushers, nothing. It just...
I don't know if Fourier was being, sarcastic, but I guess he got to the line of scrimmage and pointed out imaginary mics.
But, yeah, he was doing that. He was doing the mic call. Don't you think...
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was doing the mic call.
Well, he learned one thing. He couldn't do it here. That was his issue with the Patriots system.
Well, don't you
have to identify the mic?
Don't you think the Tennessee Titans and the Baltimore Ravens are probably kicking themselves? Not that they would have been able to win a championship, but both of their quarterbacks in the playoffs. Did you see Josh Dobbs in the playoffs last year for the Titans? And did you see, we all saw, Taylor or Tyler Huntley for the Ravens?
Yeah. It's Snoop Huntley.
So if you
Pro Bowl quarterback.
If you can bring in a guy as a backup, and then, God forbid, your quarterback gets hurt, and the system is the right system for you, and one of those type of systems where it's a read option, his ability to still run and be an athlete, I think, can maybe win you a couple games.
And I just sent Ethan a good pass.
There was a lot.
It all depends on where you're searching.
Right.
But
right.
Fourier made a good point yesterday. Every quarterback looks great for the most part.
Except for Kim.
One bad pass, and... pro days. I mean, Zach Wilson, they were all raving about his one throw rolling out to the left and throwing it back right.
Mac Jones couldn't hit a deep ball to save his life at his pro day.
No, that is true. He did have a bad pro day. And yet, Patriots still drafted him 15th overall.
My God. That is just too funny. I
think he gets a shot, though. I think he signs with somebody as a...
I was wondering why all the randos are getting jobs and he's not. So.
But even Ninkovich talked about it when we had him on yesterday. I think he gets an opportunity as a backup somewhere, at least to be able to come in and compete. They say, hey, Cam, we got our starter, but if something gets hurt, if somebody gets hurt and you win the backup position, you'll get a chance.
I mean, great interview, though. The guy's a great interview.
Kurt Doggy.
I know. Megamind. I'll never live it down.
I know. All right. Well,
we'll see.
I mean, I understand the Bill philosophy. He drafts the best player that's available when it comes to position, doesn't matter. But I
wouldn't say that. Because I don't think Cole Strange was the best player that was available.
No. Not even close.
Yeah, so. I think maybe
that left the building. That thought process.
I think Bill has this way of going, all right, what do we need inside the facilities? Like, and going, all right, we need a god.
Okay, but how can he look and say that the number one need is a running back?
Especially after just signing James Robinson. And, oh, by the way, you have Ramondre Stevenson.
The best.
I don't know how he can say that one.
And by the way, speaking of Mac and his friends, Damian Harris gone. Was there anybody Mac was closer with on the Patriots than Damian Harris?
And did you see how cheap that contract was? It was a fraction of what you paid James Robinson.
So another sign that Bill does whatever he can to not allow Mac to be comfortable. I'm telling you, there is a chance that Lamar Jackson is here.
I hope
so. I agree.
None of these moves make sense in a vacuum without him as a part of it. Like, if they just bring this team back and they have Tyquan Thornton and Juju Smith-Schuster and Hunter Henry and Gesicki, it's a middling team. If you
Unless he believes that Bill O'Brien makes that much of a difference.
Right, and I believe that I will have the power of flight at 3 today. If I jump off a building, I'm still going to die.
If Lamar Jackson is here, I will literally sprint around this parking lot in 80s basketball short shorts. That would be the greatest day on
the EMTs on standby for that one.
But Bill Belichick is not
very long.
Bill Belichick is not stupid. We all agree, correct?
Yeah.
He wants to win, right? He has to get 19 wins to be the winningest coach in the history of the sport. Lamar Jackson is a guy he has openly praised over and over again. Another thing, Bill likes guys that he can't defend. He's never been able to stop Lamar Jackson.
But somebody brought up this point earlier in the show, Curtis, and I don't know who said it, but they said, is Bill just coaching to get the record, or is he really coaching to win a championship?
Well, that's what Curtis kind of took from the Athletic piece, was that Bill is just, that's it. That's all he cares about.
According to friends of Bill that were quoted anonymously in the Athletic, they say Bill still wants to show he can win without Tom. We just heard Bill talk about a draft grade. I was told he doesn't read any of the news reports. Clearly, things stick in his craw, so that's another lie. And he believes that he wants to get, you know, that it's very important for him to set the record.
Right, and they will, like, they're going to win probably 8, 9, even a chance they maybe get to 10 wins, right? I don't think people don't think that they can win those amount of games. But the question is, all right, there's winning and then there's winning a championship. Mm-hmm. So is he more concerned with just winning so he can get the record, or is he more concerned with, I want to win a championship?
Well, if the Tom Brady thing factors into it,
mm-hmm,
then it has to be winning a Super Bowl. Like, he has to win a Super Bowl without Tom Brady.
So then if that's...
I don't think, but wasn't it, didn't Ninkovich say on this show that he doesn't think Bill is done for a long time? Like, he went out of his way to say it's not 2 or 3 years. It's longer than that.
Yeah, because I asked him about Bill going someplace else.
Right. But he doesn't think Bill would go somewhere else.
I know
you do, but Rob Ninkovich didn't.
Right, so then it becomes... If Bill is staying here with Mac, then it becomes, I'm here winning to break the record. If Bill really believes, like, I'm winning, I want to win championships, I want to win another championship, and with that, the record will come, then you see them make a real move with Lamar Jackson.
It has to be the latter. There's no way that Bill Belichick is sitting there, I don't care if we don't go to the postseason, I don't care if we don't win a championship, I just want to get the wins for me. I don't see that being a trait that Bill Belichick has. There's no chance in my mind.
Then here's how it is, because I don't think there's a person out there, even, you know, these football experts, McCourty, you know, some of these guys that played and say, hey, Mac Jones can get you to a championship and win you a championship. So I don't think there's...
Well, Devin McCourty said on this show that he hasn't had a fair chance to show you yet.
I don't disagree with him. Even with Billy O'Brien, is Mac talent-wise good enough to compete with Burrow, Allen, Mahomes?
Most likely not.
Okay.
Devin even said, too, that... If Lamar Jackson is available, like, of course it's a good idea to add him to your team. Hence, Jackson carrot sign facing with Mac to the other side.
Yeah, but if there is a Bill factor that still exists, you know, then that doesn't exist elsewhere. You know, Andy Reid is a great coach, but I don't think he's Bill Belichick. Is, mm-hmm, you know, is that Bill factor enough to get Mac Jones to the point where...
What's the Bill factor?
That he's the greatest coach ever to do it.
Yeah, but that kind of is like, he is the greatest coach to ever do it, but the Bill
factor... Well, you said repeatedly on the show that Bill gets you extra wins.
He gets you a couple extra wins to make you chase the seventh seed.
It's also a defensive thing, right? Like, if Bill was in charge of Patrick Mahomes wouldn't be what he is right now. It would be very different. Because Andy Reid is so good of an offensive mind, Patrick Mahomes has been able to evolve far more rapidly in that way.
And getting you a couple wins to get into the postseason and get you the seventh seed is one thing. Bill is not going to be able to coach to the point where you can win a championship if you don't have the talent.
This is Kenny from Maine. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, guys. I just want to ask you one question. If you were Bill Belichick, what would you rather, if you had two choices, to win another Super Bowl or break the record for most wins? And I think that would help clarify what this guy would really want as his career ending.
I think, Kenny, that's like they go hand in hand. But if you say, okay, and only you can only choose one, I think it's winning another championship.
Yeah,
I think so, too.
Right. I think it's winning another championship because Bill is – listen – I think Bill's the greatest coach of all time. I think Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. But Tom Brady has separated himself because he won another Super Bowl. Bill is always going to have that knock on him that, hey, you weren't able to win a championship without Tom Brady.
And so that goes away if he wins one.
And that goes away if he wins one. Yeah. It's the reality of it. The same way it's going to be tied, hey, Jordan, you had Phil Jackson. Right? Until you're able to prove that you can win without other guys, like Kobe did without Shaq, you'll always have that on you.
All right, programming note for tomorrow's show, Mike Milbury tomorrow, 8:20 on a Bruins Thursday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't know how this happened or how I missed it. I must have been working on something with Curtis, but we have a quick hot mic segment before we go, and apparently Wiggy has an issue. I don't know how you two started to talk about this during a break, but Wiggy has some sort of an issue with the lack of, and Shime, you can weigh in on this as the expert, with the lack of fatter people in anime. I didn't realize that was a big issue.
Yeah. You don't see much of it. I don't know if Shime saw the new Resident Evil mod for PCs and like one of the women, and there was like a trailer.
Uh-huh.
You don't see many fat people in anime.
I wouldn't know. I don't know, but you feel like this is a sort of an ongoing issue.
Oh, it's
for,
a,
for the whole genre, really.
Right, as a kid.
Chime, is that true? Do you not see any fat people in anime? I mean, I'm not aware.
So as I'm trying to think about it, I can name a handful of them off the top. Maybe it's just in what Wiggy's seen. They would definitely skew towards.
Are there fat characters?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Not many. Not many.
Wiggy, so I could name at least five right now.
Do you want to go to the hot mic segment in which Wiggy and Courtney were discussing this?
Sure.
I missed it entirely, but here it is.
The hot mic was hot.
And that's kind of what anime was. Hey, look at Speed Racer. And that's what Greg grew up on. That's like the anime kind of foundation. You see the Speed Racer? If you look at Speed Racer, you'll go like, oh, that's reminds you of anime.
Oh, yeah.
Right. The girls in there like are like very slender or whatever. But that's what anime. And if you look at a lot of these cartoons that were created, all Japanese creations. But now they just continue it with anime, it's called. And it's just a bigger version of the cartoon thing. Fantasy worlds and like that.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. The characters are, they're not, you don't see these fat characters.
How did this discussion start with you two?
We were talking about how
you guys were talking about the cartoons. Yes. And I had never heard of Speed Racer or
Speed
any of that
racing.
So I was looking it up. I said, oh, I can see the comparison.
And I was talking about like Voltron, what I grew up, and this was like anime, and I and there weren't many fat characters. Mm-hmm. When you watched Fat Albert, mm-hmm. which was the Bill Cosby, there was like fat characters. But anime, because it was Japanese creation, a lot of slender.
It is. Sometimes it's extraordinary going inside your mind and the things that occur to you. It would never have occurred to me that there aren't enough, that they're not well represented, the big boned.
They're not.
In anime.
And then the characters, even like some of the bigger characters that the. You don't see that in the world of anime and growing up in the cartoon world. Yeah. Fat Albert, when did you ever see fat cartoon characters?
I see a lot of fat people in anime, I'll be honest.
I mean, Fred Flintstone had a BMI issue, I would say.
Did he have a little bit?
Yeah.
But the anime world, which was Speed Racer, which was Voltron for me,
right.
Which was Thundercats. Hell no.
Here's Alex from New Hampshire. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. Butter Guy here. Sorry, every time you guys talk about Cam Newton, I get triggered because I just feel like he was so underappreciated for the year that he gave us in 2020. I know we were 7-9, but I mean, Wiggy said it. We had nothing to work with once Edelman went down and the whole defense opted out. And just without looking, just if you could, who was the Colts quarterback that we played this year?
Sam Ellinger?
Yes. Kid from Texas.
Well, thanks for that, Sean. You're telling me Cam couldn't have done a little bit better than him this year. So I think those are like the randos that he's sort of talking about.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a starter, but I think he could be a backup anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah. I agree with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Anywhere.
Do you think he's better than Brian Hoyer?
Yes.
All right. So
but
there
I don't
you go.
Think he wants to be a backup. Well,
that's the difference.
32
well, that's the
other guys.
Yeah. Don't you think he'd take a job at this point?
No.
I think he would. I mean, I think at this point he would take a job.
Why does he need a job? Well, he doesn't need a job.
No, because he wants to play football, and he knows the only way I can get my opportunity is very similar to Geno Smith, right? The only way you can get that opportunity when you've been out of football for a year is you got to take whatever they can give you and then hope that something happens, and then you're ultimately able to get back
do you think he, I mean, do you think he has a lot of money left, or do you think he blew it all at the haberdashery?
I bet he's smart with his money.
Oh, I bet the XFL would take him in a second. He can go be a starting quarterback.
No, but he don't want – who's the quarterback? What team? San Francisco, the 49ers, when they got down to Josh Johnson. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this guy been in the league 15 years, and I had to Google it, and he played everywhere. You don't think that if Cam Newton could be – that type of role, and then when his opportunity comes up where you get Brock Purdy and Garoppolo to get hurt, now you need a guy in a playoff game, and if he goes out there and he does what Geno Smith does, then that opportunity opens up. And he's still young in the sense where I think he's only like 32 years old, where he has to get somewhere, and if somebody gives him an opportunity, he takes whatever they can give him.
All right. Well, great show today.
Good job, guys.
Always fun.
Thanks for being here, whether you were watching on Twitch or listening. We'll be back tomorrow morning with Mike Milbury on a Bruins Thursday at 8:20. And Gresh and Foyer, without Gresh, is next. Who's working with Foyer today?
I believe it's Andy Hart.
Oh, okay.
My guy. Awesome. Awesome. All right. Talk to you tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you.
But the plane brought me farther. I'm surrounded by water and I'm not going back again.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.